It's been wet across much of western Kansas this summer. Water is standing in places around Garden City. Some of the non-irrigated dryland corn looks almost as good as the irrigated corn. Many center pivot systems, which usually pump full-time from April until the end of the growing season, were shut off for parts of the summer. But that doesn't mean anything has really changed. Water issues are still as big as ever in western Kansas. The August issue of National Geographic features a long article on the Ogallala Aquifer and efforts to extend the life of this declining resource. I was out west a few weeks ago and listened to locals describe plans to stretch water from the Ogallala. A few years ago, a group of water users in Sheridan County in northwestern Kansas voluntarily cut back pumping by about 20% over 5 years. Early results indicate the crop yields are still pretty good, and that water level declines have slowed significantly. Now there's talk about a similar arrangement across a larger area, a 10-county area of the Groundwater Management District in that part of the state. In west central Kansas, a group of water users is considering a similar voluntary scenario, maybe cutting back by 25% or so. That would extend the life of the aquifer by several decades. From what I can tell, these efforts are spurred by several things. First, the physical reality that many wells simply can't pump as much as they used to. Wells that once produced, say, 500 or 600 gallons of water per minute have been reduced to 300. And sometimes, when they're pumped really hard, the wells suck up air and sand instead of water. Second, there's a growing consensus that small cutbacks in irrigation don't have to result in dramatically smaller crop yields. By timing irrigation more precisely, based on soil moisture and plant needs, irrigators can grow almost as much corn as they did with full-bore irrigation. Finally, there is a growing recognition that even modest cutbacks in irrigation can slow water level declines in a big way. Many of these recent conservation ideas appear to be grassroots efforts, driven not by regulators, but by the irrigators and landowners themselves. They realize that an exhausted aquifer will mean a dramatic change in the economic activity and the way of life out west. Now, I know that not everybody out there agrees with these cutbacks. If developing this consensus was easy, it would have happened a long time ago. Many landowners and their bankers have made substantial commitments to an irrigated way of life. Anything less than maximum production is probably not their preference. I'm just speaking for myself here, but I think these conversations are a hopeful sign. We'll get to less water use one way or another, either slowly and deliberately with efforts like the recent ones, or more quickly and catastrophically. That's why these voluntary, locally driven efforts are worth watching. Depending on how things work out, maybe, just maybe, we'll be better prepared for the years ahead when it isn't as wet out west.